TV viewers who watched the Fox network last night saw more than The Simpsons, Bob's Burgers, and Family Guy. They also got a peek at the network's new experiment in advertising. Fox replaced most of the 3 to 4 minute commercial breaks in prime time with 9 60-second breaks and a pair of 5.5 minute blocks of branded content. Here's a promo for a block of branded content that ran after Family Guy.
Tomorrow on Fox, after an all-new Realm.
What did he do when he had it?
Fox Sports' Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp take on primetime with a 5-minute weekend recap.
You think I'll take pleasure in this?
You live for it.
Undisputed Sunday Edition, sponsored by Google Pixel 3.
Here and now, media analyst John Carroll joins us now. And John, what we just heard there, that ad sounds like pretty much any commercial that I would hear on TV. So what's going on? What's the thinking behind this?
Right. That's an ad for an ad, basically. Yeah. It's promo for a block of branded content. The overall thinking here, Fox believes, and many people do, that audiences are allergic to advertising. So they're trying to do two things. They're trying to reduce the number of traditional spots, and they're also trying to reformat some of the advertising into branded content, which is marketing packaged as entertainment or news.
All right, let's take this first change. Fox is calling it these 9 60-second breaks, jazz pods. What's that mean?
The jazz is just A and Z, which means traditionally the first and last commercials in a regular commercial pod. So what they're doing is they're basically putting these in 60-second units, which are actually 80-second units. They've got a promo in there. But they've got a countdown clock to make it to ease the pain of watching ads.
Is that also the goal of this branded content? Because people don't like watching the ads, that they're trying to ease the pain?
Right. So branded content is really ads in sheep's clothing. So last night, for instance, after Bob's Burgers, there was a 6-minute block of branded content. There were these spooky vignettes sponsored by Skittles and M&M's and other Mars candy brands. And basically, it steers you to a website with more of that kind of content.
Okay. Fox says the new format reduces commercial time in prime time by 50%. But then when you start to add in that branded content that you just talked about, overall the marketing starts to float back up again. So what's the financial model for this?
So the financial model is to charge more for the jazz pod. So they could be double or triple the standard rate for a Sunday night ad. They're hoping that that will make up for the reduction in volume.
Do advertisers like this?
They're not sure yet. Yeah. They believe that having fewer ads on the air is worth something. They're not sure how much it's worth. So this is still pretty tentative right now.
Okay, so traditional TV spots might be decreasing on Fox, but advertising is not going away as if we ever really thought it would. Right.
As they say in a sports broadcast, you can't stop advertising. You can only hope to contain it.
All right. John Carroll, Here and Now, media analyst. Thanks very much.
Thank you.